if I've got something handy.
Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Give us another day we might be a witness of how great you are. Be with our commissioners and our judge, God. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions for our county. And we just speak your blessings over this meeting in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out today. We will get started with our item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. 3 minutes. So if anyone has a comment from the audience, if no one, Commissioner?
Yeah, this week was a tough week. Lost a good friend, Big Lou Moore. If you knew Big Lou, he was a heck of a guy. Not only did I lose a friend, but I think Orange County lost a friend. He was heavily involved in CCA and the Lions Club and just a lot of stuff throughout the county. So just remind you that, you know, your time on this earth is limited. Make the most of it. Make the most of it.
I'm going to try to follow that.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I'm sharp with anybody, I want to apologize. I'm on day 4 of no cigarettes, so I apologize in advance.
you probably saved enough to buy me lunch, Commissioner.
There you go. There you
I'll
go.
Buy you lunch anytime.
All right.
In an A&M restaurant.
There you go. That's what I like.
Without a doubt.
I drive we didn't go to Lucy's.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on then. With item number 2, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from County Treasurer for month ending June 30th, 2025, and recording in the minutes of the court, approval of investments in the amount of $392,242.26, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $1,729,039.13, see Treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with the Local Government Code 114.026, an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing, and D, pledged security collateral for a total of $22,871,977.58. Summary as follows: Wells Fargo Bank, $14,092,627.23, and First Financial Bank of $8,779,350.35. And anything else we'd like to add, Ms. Griswold?
No, Judge,
unless I have any questions.
Very
good. Take a motion.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 2.
Fair enough.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Discussion and possible action regarding filing the minutes of the court of the County Treasurer's Quarterly Investment Report as required by Public Funds Investment Act, Texas Government Code Chapter 2256. This report is for quarter ending June 30th, 2025, and will be available for viewing on the county's website. Again, unless there's anything else you want to add, Ms. Christie, to that?
No, that's just a combination of all 3 months.
Motion by 1, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the Minutes Court a direct deposit from the State of Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $1,053,677.15. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of May 2025 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund, Christy Corey. Anything you want to add to that? I was reading right on through it. Okay. Make a motion? Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Looks like it's back on the track.
Yeah. Kind of back, almost back to normal a little bit. All right. Number five, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for July 15th, 2025. Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $115,424.87. Adult probation, $1,347.85. Airport, $1,989.09. For a total payment of $118,761.81.
If you go ahead and accept it to the record.
Second. Motion by one, second by three, and that was first. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six is discussion and possible action regarding payment of July 22nd bills, 2025, bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. I'm not going to read all of those, so if you want to read over those real quick and look at it, if you have any questions about any particular one, and then Ms. Penny can read the rest of it.
From the general fund, $892,122.97. Road and bridge, $206,809.66. Mosquito control, $6,490.34. Adult probation, $17,410.07. Airport, $18,615.86. Consolidated accounts, $77,324.54. For a total payment of $1,218,773.44. In addition to that, we have state criminal costs and fees for the quarter ending 3/31/25. Of $177,538.53.
That should be my thing in June 30th.
I'm sorry, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Motion by three.
Second.
I think about one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding receipt of the county auditor's monthly financial reports. Copy of those. Questions, thoughts, concerns? If not, I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Motion by one. Second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for the district attorney, sheriff, and the district judges. I'm not going to read all the froms. There's a whole lot of numbers there. But the purpose is to provide funds for the cloud gavel electronic warrants, cloud-based services, software, and implementation of that software. This is kind of basically touching all the agencies within the law enforcement of Orange County to move them to this software package. That's kind of what that all amounts to. So,
I think the key part of that is it's contribution from all the different groups, all the district courts and the sheriff's office.
Yep.
So I'll second that.
All right. Motion by two, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for the Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 from 001-226-57500, equipment less than $2,000 of $2,000 to 001-226-54851, general miscellaneous of $2,000, purpose to provide funds to cover increases, the increase of Graves Humphrey stall fees.
I'm not here to represent Chad in any way. I just had a specific question as far as why money from an operational budget is going to a pass-through budget. Is the general miscellaneous collection just a pass-through?
Yes, that's where we pay the expenses for.
For the PC?
Yeah.
30?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't understand, why they're taking out their operational expenses to pay the pass-through.
That's how we've been doing it.
Okay, because we normally just ask for more into our blanket account.
Well,
we've done.
But blanket comes from this account, so.
Okay.
Blanket's just purchasing's part of doing the encumbrance.
Okay, I was just wondering because we don't have to move anything around in our operational budget to pay for GHS.
They just hit their max and everything, so that's why we're doing that.
Okay.
So they're basically moving it within their department. This was a request from him within their own department to move it to here.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, just because a pass-through is a pass-through. You collect it and then you pay it. That's what I didn't understand.
Yeah.
It only goes out what comes in. So if you get paid from these defendants that pay an additional $50 on a ticket, we get it, it goes through.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it's getting spent. That's what I don't understand.
It's just the accounting for the expense. The revenue's coming in on a different account.
Yeah.
And then you have the expense side of it. So.
Complicated.
Clear as mud.
Clear as mud.
What are the GHS fees? I'm not familiar with that.
The GHS fee is when if someone's late, so they don't come in and take care of their ticket, they're so many days late, we have a GH fee of 30%. It's the collection agency that y'all approved a contract year to year.
That's the business.
Okay. So they pay an additional 30%, but the 30% comes into us, it's then paid out, and it's in our line item budget, but it's nothing we can move around.
So if I'm looking at this the way I think what you're talking about, so what you're saying is that what comes in should be the same amount that goes out. So
right,
it should never be short.
Spending it. I think we only get 30,000 a year, but if we bring in 34, even though we're only got 30 in our budget, you still made 34. So four should be put back in the line item to cover it. It's just a pass-through, is my understanding, but they're taking money out of their operational to pay for a pass-through that the money
should have been there.
That's what I don't understand.
I don't even entitle this.
I mean,
yeah.
At this point, this is how it was done for the current year's budget. Mm-hmm. We can look at it for next year's budget, whether we change how, because right now, the fees that are coming in is classified as revenue. To pay, we have to go out of an expense item. So whether we change how that revenue is coming in and do it as a reimbursement and we put it reimburse into the expense account, that's a discussion for this coming year's budget as far as.
So this is not an issue with the way the JP's handling his budget. It's an issue with the way we budgeted it to begin with.
It's an issue with what she's saying of how the revenue versus expense of handling the collection agency is being handled within the accounting side of things.
Yeah, I mean, we were short, too, and we just asked for more money in our blanket account. Is what we did. That's what I don't understand. We weren't moving money from our operational account. That I knew
but you asked for it from where, though? When you said you asked for it
well,
in your...
Well, Melissa, we see April Lowe responded that we just need to ask for purchasing to add to our blanket account.
But that's within that account and everything. So
well,
within
right.
The account itself...
Yes. I guess equipment non-inventory is something that they can actually spend and use, like office supplies.
Yeah. Can we...
Yes.
Take this off
oh.
and we can discuss
the
general accounting for that.
No action, or we want to table?
No, let's no action, and that way we have time to clarify.
But their expense needs to be, and this is how we've been handling it. So I would ask that you allow them to move money within their budget, within their department, in order for us to be able to pay their bills as they need to be paid.
Yeah, and I'm not advocating for him. I was just questioning, so I'm not here to speak for Chad. I just had a question about it.
Okay. Well, we can take a motion on it if we want to, but I want to make sure that we get clarification on it, because I'm not following it quite as well either.
This is how we have been handling this for a number of years. So I would ask that we be able to pay their bill and everything, and then if we want to discuss how we do it.
Start with, because they, unless they're not collecting as much as they're spending, and I would imagine they are, so it's probably not on them. It's more about where the money's been going that's been coming in. The fees.
Okay. I guess if you added another word to that line item, it would work out. I kind of understand that that's in there, and that's what you're using for the blanket, and you're paying this through the blanket. But if that's the way it's going to be, then that line item should be something so that it's adjusted for that. And
right.
It may already be. I don't know. But I get it. And I understand her question also.
Yeah.
But I think I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by three, second by two. And then we'll just get clarification after that way. I can
Absolutely.
Understand it a little bit
Absolutely.
Better myself.
Maybe.
I know we need to pay it, and the money's there to do it. I just want to make
That's
sure
we're
putting
it
in the right spot.
I was thinking about not paying it. It was a great issue.
Yeah.
Bigger than $2,000.
So, motion by three, second by two. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer in road and bridge from 002-573-54120. Engineering and lab fees of $40,000, to 002-573-52300, fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $40,000, purpose to cover the cost of fuel, oil, gas, and grease for the remainder of the budget year. Anything you want to add to that, Tracy?
I just had a question. Were that far over budget on oil, fuel, and gas?
I'd like to speak for what we have right now. Yes, sir. We run about 10,000 or better a month for fuel.
We're going to have to figure it out.
With the increase in miles of roads that we've got this year, the road crew has been on the road a lot more equipment.
Eight to ten miles
to somewhere around 16 to 18, I guess, something in that room.
Yeah,
I don't disagree, though.
That's a lot. I think the fuels went down. So.
Yeah.
The road crew's been running through it.
We probably need to look at that budget item for this year's budget a little closer and make sure that we're budgeting enough in it.
Yeah, I was just making sure we had enough during hurricane season to keep our tanks stocked off and just tag something like that.
It wasn't a question about, it was just more about the way we budgeted. We probably need to budget some more money because I think when we budgeted this, the price of fuels went down. So
yeah.
in reality, we probably missed it by a whole lot more than what it shows. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I have a motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer in the Sheriff's Office from 001-740-52300, fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $4,000 to 001-740-54550, travel, registration, dues, etc. of $4,000, purpose to pay for flights, hotel costs for two CID officers to go out of state to work on cold case, also to replenish line item for upcoming expenses for travel for officer classes and registrations through the end of budget. Chief, anything you want to add to that? And then,
yeah, for cold case back in 1984, where some remains were identified here recently, and they're doing a follow up investigation in Minnesota.
From 84?
84.
Awesome.
So when we do that, or you know, when we budget this stuff, because I know that we didn't have that budget and all that, is that something that we need to take into consideration our upcoming budget year, that if we're going to do more of that kind of stuff, that we need to budget it so we're not having to move that stuff around as much? because I don't think we've done these in the past at this level, right?
Right, and we've had some discussions on that as to looking to see if we need to have a separate line item, because this line item is not really
built for that. Yeah, and I think we need to do that if we're going to work that kind of stuff. And this one is due to the fact that they found some information that wasn't previous to. Okay.
Chief, if you find any more in that fuel and stuff, we can use it in the
road and bridge.
We give it and we take it away.
Yes. I thought my deputy's quick driving.
There's that. I don't think that's really the right way to direction to go, but just say it.
So moved. If you need to get a motion.
Right, I have a motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Hopefully y'all will solve that. That'd be nice to get one of those from that far back.
Get some closure for some people.
Yep. 12, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for the Elections Administration from 0 election expense of $1,200 to 0 travel registration dues of $1,200. Purpose, to provide funds to attend the election law seminar. She is not here.
Absolutely.
There's so much stuff that changing. She's got to do that. So I got motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for the district clerk's office from 001-220-52100 office supplies of $1,736 to 001-220-54130 contracted service and maintenance of $1,736. Purpose, to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Nobody's here to discuss that. It's just moving them out within their budget.
Second.
Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the publication of any proposed increase in the salaries, expenses, or allowances of the elected county or precinct officers for the upcoming budget year, pursuant to Local Government Code 152.013. Now, this is just going to give Charlotte basically the deal that so that when we get through the elected officials part of this, then she can publish that hearing that we have to have in the paper. So this was just a part of the process of moving through the elected official side. Ma'am?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
State your name.
Joy DeWitt-Sovington, JP3. Sorry about that earlier.
Inside joke.
Okay. What I am asking for is, I know that the proposed one, I received it this morning or last night, and I think it's 50 cents. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's not, ours is really an hourly, but it's 1,040.
Yes, 1,040. And then it's my understanding, I think last year that was what was proposed as well, and that's what we did receive as well, was the same amount.
Yes.
But then after it was published and then after the budget was looked through, there was more money that was available, and then the employees went up and got an additional 50%. But since ours
some of them did.
I think one got one, some got 150, some got one.
All the other people.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So there was another adjustment. So they all got up to a dollar, and then some went up to 150, which that was adjustments on their part. And had we been published at a higher rate, we could have possibly been able to get that 50 cents as well. So all I'm asking right now, one, of course, I would love to have a COLA, but when you publish it, I'm asking you to publish it if you would publish it at the dollar rate versus the 50 cent rate, because we can always go down but can't go up.
Well, and so that's what we're waiting back on clarification from the Attorney General's office on that very step.
Okay.
Because it's not clear in the code of whether we can do that or not without having to republish again. There's no way to republish again without, we don't have enough time.
That's what I'm saying.
So I want to make sure. So what we're doing is we put it in at 50 cents, the 5-day period to go by, which will be Friday. We'll post the public hearing for elected official salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Have that public hearing there so everybody can come in and talk about it. And then at that point, we'll decide what level that we're going to go at. You know, right now, I'll be honest with you, I don't really know what we're going to do, if anything at all, because of the fact that the state went back into session again.
Yes.
And they put the tax rate back on the session.
Right. You know, and so I understand that.
But yeah, if I did talk to two attorneys at the state about whether or not we could do it, so they said that there was an Attorney General opinion at one time about whether we can go down without reposting as opposed to, I know we can't go up after we've posted.
Right, and I thought there was the Attorney General opinion as well. I didn't print it out. It's several years old.
Yeah.
And I thought that we could as well.
I just want to make sure of that because I get it. I want to make sure we do it because it affects all of us as well. But the thing about it is what I don't want to do is we post it and then I can't go back without a public hearing.
Can't go down.
And then I can't go down. And then they do the tax rate law and they take it to zero and I can't do anybody else.
Yeah.
And then I'm stuck. And I want to make sure I can't get stuck. That's the reason we're doing it this way. If the Attorney General says that if that opinion comes back and says that we can do that, then that's probably what we'll do is we'll post it at the dollar.
Okay, so when is that they supposed to get back with you on that?
Well, I talked to them last week, and I talked to them the week before.
Okay.
I talked to both the attorneys there in the state, and they're supposed to be trying to find that. I think that before we'll get to I told them they know our deadlines. I mean, as well as
that's what I was going to ask. They know what
to do. So I basically got the rest of this week and then 10 days.
Okay, so you don't have to publish it on Saturday.
No. So the only thing that will be published this weekend is we will, once the 5 days is up, for all the elected officials to look at their stuff and say, hey, I want a hearing on our deal. I'm going to do it whether y'all request it or not. That's just how
the hearing?
I'm going to do a hearing.
So the hearing, but not the grievance.
It's the same thing.
I didn't realize it was the same thing.
I just do it regardless of whether y'all want to have one. If somebody asks for a grievance, then I do a grievance. But I post it anyway.
Okay.
And that way you can come in and y'all can grieve it or talk about it. If I don't post it, we can't do it.
Okay, so then we'll have another chance to talk about it before it gets published.
And then all the elected officials will be able to come in and talk about it on that hearing day. That will not be posted until, so Friday is the last of the 5 days. Y'all have 5 days to review. You can ask for the grievance hearing. I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I did it last year. I did it the year before. And so we're going to do it that way. And then that goes for the 10 days. And then I have to wait 10 days to have the hearing, basically.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll have our hearing, and then everybody can come in and talk about it.
Okay.
And then at that point, we sit down and look at our budget, and hopefully we try to decide where we need to land at. And hopefully by then, the Attorney General will have gave me the opinion to say I can go up and I can still come down without a hearing.
Okay. So are they reassessing that opinion that they've proposed, going back and looking at the law?
This is about as good as mine.
Because I looked at and don't see anything different.
Know.
Okay.
We were told that there was an attorney opinion about this at one time.
Yes, and that's true.
I asked them to send that to me, and I have not received that yet.
I will try to get that to you.
Yeah, because I want to make sure, because like I said, I just don't want to get stuck that if I post it, and I post it at a high level,
understand.
And then it's supposed to deal, then it's accepted at that point.
Right.
And then the state decide that they want to put us at a zero rate tax rate, and I can't do anybody then.
Okay.
Other than the ones that I posted, because it's legal that I have to do it.
Right.
So if there's a grievance filed, doesn't there have to be a grievance committee in place?
If that would be separate, yes.
Yeah.
If there is a grievance filed, but I do
a
public
thing as a hearing.
You can do that, but we would hold the grievance hearing after that.
Okay.
It would be separate from that. If you individually wanted to come and talk to the committee.
But the grievance is filed after the hearing.
No.
Yes.
I thought the grievance was due Friday.
You can do it after 5 days. After 5 days, if they want to grieve it, they can grieve it. But we do the public hearing no matter what. I don't have to do a public hearing unless somebody asks for it. I'd do it anyway.
But the 5 days started today.
Yes.
So we have to grieve by Friday.
But you can't grieve because there's not even been a number put out, so I don't know what you grieve yet.
It's put out. That's proposed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that number's subject to change.
Well, it's always subject to change. But yeah, that's the first step.
So this is subject to change after it's been posted in the paper?
No, I think
it's
prior.
It's not been posted.
It has not been posted. It will not be posted in the paper till we decide what we're going to do as far as
after the hearing.
Till after the hearing.
Okay.
So we're 14, 15 days away from that being posted. So what will happen is Friday, Charlotte will send off the posting of the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that at 10 days. And then at 10 days, because I have to do it within 10 days.
But the 5 days starts today and not the day after the posting for the public hearing.
Yeah, no. The 5 days is the day. Because right now, the elected officials are the only ones
Friday.
That have seen that. Nobody sees it until we go to the next step, which is actual posting of what we're actually really proposing for real.
Okay.
This is proposing.
Yeah, because the government
code
the way I read
it.
Okay.
Like we've done in the past. And then we'll go and we'll talk about it. We'll look at what we have funding-wise to do it. And then...
Okay.
At that point. You know.
But that's
so
what
the
I was
next
referring.
Step is post for the public hearing, which will be done Friday, and that'll be within the 10 days. And then from that, after that hearing, then we'll do, if there's a grievance from that point, we can do that. But that's the time frame. So that way I know what I have to look at.
Do you know the date of that public hearing? Because a lot of us judges, we have to reschedule some of our
court. What's our 10-day?
I was just asking if you wanted to go ahead and extend
for me to post the gift, which is our next report date, either before or after, like we did today.
And is that our 10 days?
That will give us our 10 days.
August 5th?
And I can get it posted by this Friday, this Saturday, for the public hearing.
And 10 days is 10 days, not business days.
Yeah, I told you I didn't want one. You can give me one now, I mean.
The 5th would be the earliest date to have that. We can do it. I can't do it no later than 10 days.
I'm not publishing the salaries.
Yeah, it'll just be publish a hearing.
Okay.
We don't publish the salaries in the paper until we're ready for that to be what we're going to vote on in the budget.
Okay. I was just making sure I didn't want to be late. So.
But I need to get it as fast as possible because our public hearing for our budget, and then we've run out of time.
Special session is still going on, too.
Yeah,
it starts on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our biggest issue that we have, not our biggest, but it's one of our multiple issues that we have, is they don't let us use the internet as our posting place. So we have either a Wednesday or a Saturday. And we have to fit it within those two because that's the only two publications we have. So.
And is that the county record? Because is the Orange Leader?
And the deadline is 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, the county record is one of them, and then the Orange Leader is the other.
When is Orange Leader?
And the Orange. So the county record's Wednesday, Orange Leader's on Saturday. Okay. I got to have it in one of them.
Okay, that's what. Okay. All right.
And you know, we have tried and tried for three sessions now to get them to change it and let us use our internet as our deal, and they have not done that yet. It's got to go through a paper.
I understand. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
I don't.
Well, you know,
we're in the electronic age. You would think that we could use electronic, but I get it, whatever it is.
All right, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to go post for the public workshop to be August 5th.
Yes.
Yeah.
The public officials' salary workshop.
Yes.
Yeah,
what
so I got
time?
What time?
You want it at 9 or 1:30?
Let's do 1:30 because I'm hoping a lot of people show up.
Oh, the deadline was
30
minutes ago, so I'm going.
Okay.
To get that posted.
Okay. All right. So who's my workshop got? So, and a motion and a second on this so far?
So moved.
I don't think we did, but yeah. A motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Right.
Any opposed? Number 15, discussion and possible action to recognize and accept the quarterly reporting as presented by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their programs. You're up.
I feel out of place. I'm not asking to trade any money anywhere.
My name's Franny Woods. I'm the 4-H.
Discussion and possible action. You can still ask.
Hey, I'll always ask. No, I'm kidding. I'm Franny Woods. I'm the 4-H program assistant for Orange County. I'm here to report on the AgriLife Extension Office, Texas A&M. And I'm going to report for Fallon, myself, and Megan Lee. From January to March, we kind of missed one of our reports. We were supposed to be here, so I'm going to cover that, and then we're going to catch up in October. So for January through March, for Fallon White, the family community health agent, she went to North Early Learning Center 4 times in January and February, I believe it was, and she taught a Color Me Healthy program to the kids, basically teaching them how to eat healthy, and they did projects where they would make like a bicycle out of fruit. It was really cute. She also had the Crisis Expo Center at the Little Cypress Baptist Church. She did a meat canning class and had 12 people. We attended a career day at West Orange Stark, and we got to talk to 130 kids. And she also had a cottage food law class, and there was 7 in that one. Some of her upcoming stuff that's currently going, she has adult sewing series, senior rally day, which we've had that, and then she had a youth cooking camp. For 4-H, we had 24 kids doing livestock judging this year. They actually had their district competition in April. We had the senior team place 5th overall out of 35 teams. The junior team placed 9th out of 28 teams. They did really well this year. We had 8 youth go to the Orange County Archers. Orange County Archers went to the D9 contest, and they placed 5th in the top 10. We had five kids go to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I don't think they placed, but they did go show. We also had the livestock judging team went to that one. For YMBL this year, we kind of racked up this year. We had 33 kids show animals, and we Orange County ended up winning the Supreme Award because we had the most kids win with their projects, placing in the top five, top 10. We had four out of five place in the top for chickens, showing chickens. We had 10 kids showing pigs place in the top 20. We had one goat kid that won grand champion, and then we had two lambs that were in the top 10. And then the rabbits, there were so many placed in the rabbits, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many. We had an egg-to-chick program, two rounds of that, which seven schools participated, which was a total of 15 classrooms. And I think totally we had like around 600 chicks hatched through the classrooms.
Who won grand champion with a goat?
Sophia Odom.
That's right.
Yeah, little Sophia. Some of the things we have coming up, I've been teaching the hunter's education classes, which I know y'all stopped in on my last one. Mm-hmm. So far in the 3 years that I've been doing it, I've certified 233 adults and youth in hunter's education. We have the D9 leadership lab. We had two kids go to that and Clover Camp Work Day. And then for Megan, for the Better Living for Texans, she was also a part of the Color Me Healthy at the North Orange Learning Center. It was a nine-part series. She had 19, do a Get the Facts, 19 graduates, four-part series. She also was in on a career day at West Orange Stark. And she participated in Feed the Funnel with the United Way. And some of her upcoming stuff was speaking at the Rotary, Resource Fair with Dow, United Way Resource Fair, Youth Cooking Camp. She has Be Well, Live Well coming up, and a Healthy Carbohydrates Series. And we don't have anything for our ag because we don't have an ag agent right now. We're working on that.
Have they started looking?
I think it's internal right now. So.
Yeah, I received an email from them. They did send out their internal stuff.
Yes, about a month ago. So, and I don't think anybody's really applied because nobody wants to leave their counties right now. So.
How is Miss Fallon doing with the new additions?
She Tater just came back to Tater and Tot. She just came back to work Monday. So I think she was ready for a little break. She was kind of excited to get back. So, but they're doing great.
Yeah. How did the Claybusters do? They just went to state last week.
Yeah. And they called this morning. They've been posting on Facebook some of their, but we had two of them. Two in archery and two in shooting sports come home with medals.
Awesome.
So they've actually improved their
posted about it.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, he's kind of, I think he's the
who's that?
Kind of director of the club. Isn't he the Claybusters?
Yeah, well, he's kind of he's
it's
coaches for
in the
both.
Last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah
they had
so,
some changes.
Yeah, we've had some things change up.
Change is good sometimes.
Good for the good, though.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
It really is. So they're excited. They're doing a lot better. All the kids had improved on their number of plays that they've hit, and all of them's done a lot better. So, and we have one of them, the archery, a young lady. Her name's Kendall Garner. She's about this tall, and she can shoot that bow. She places everywhere she goes. The bow's bigger than she is. And I think that's all from us until October.
Well, thank y'all for what you do.
Thank you very much. Great program. All right, we'll move to item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding the use of opioid abatement funds. This will be Jennifer, but I'm assuming, Chief, you're going to talk about it because I don't see her here.
Me and Lori can talk about it.
You and Lori's going to handle up on it.
Chief's going to speak.
And I got a handout as well, too, so. Before I ask for anything, I'll let y'all know all about all of y'all, right?
Uh-huh.
Two.
And what we're asking for here with the opiate money that we have that was part of that settlement is asking for an app that would be part of a drug prevention and outreach program for Orange County and across Texas. Opiate overdose and life-threatening and death crisis demand an innovative approach. We have the opportunity to leverage these dedicated funds to save lives, strengthen our community, and develop a opiate epidemic prevention program. And we had talked about that in the committee, and exactly what we're looking at is putting a app together that we can put opiate prevention and drug prevention and enforcement in the app too. Some of the key features we're talking about is overdose response and naloxone guidance, local treatment and develop of a directory for everyone here. So not only that it'll be a one-stop shop for people to go to know where they can get a recovery product or a rehab product, but they also will have that local directory straight into the program. 92% of individuals across the country have cell phones. So getting into the electronic ages of what we were talking about before is getting us where we can communicate directly with the public in a way that we can put out push notifications for anything, not only drug prevention, but for emergency management or for educational content, for direct communications with the residents and community engagement. And the other part of it is family and peer support, putting that information out, especially when it comes to that money. We're asking for a $25,000, and that's going to be the first year, and $25,000 will be the development and the actually first year payment for an app that would begin this month if it's approved.
Okay. And then a $12,500 maintenance fee.
Yes, sir.
The following year.
Chief, is that total
37.5?
Is that one of
them? Yeah, the first year is the 20. Does the 12.5 maintenance, is that covered within the 25,000?
Yes.
For the first year. That would not be for the second year.
Okay.
Remember what our final total on that opioid settlement was? What our Orange County's percentage was?
Are you looking at me? That's a hard no.
Wasn't there some fallback on that recently where they were trying to get some of the money back?
I haven't heard.
Yeah. That's not what Jennifer said, which Jennifer would know that. She had the totals with it. But with that, there was still money left over, and we were discussing getting Narcan and fentanyl test strips that the SO guys could have in the jail and on the patrol for those guys so that they would. We've had some cases, you know, that they needed those items. And we would bring in training for not only SO employees, but for county employees to know
probation.
Well, what I want to look at, though, is I want to know what our total was that we received so that we can plan. Because if it's, I'm going to say $100,000, and we would dedicate in the future budget $100,000 on a line item for this, and that way that 12.5 maintenance fee would continue to come out of that until it ran out. And that way we could plan for that. But I don't remember what the amount was.
Do I recall that we could apply for additional funds out of the opioid fund?
Did it come automatically?
So 2425, it was $205,522.18. I'm not sure of 2526.
My recollection of the way the settlement was structured is that there was a certain amount of funds being given to each governmental entity, and then there was a separate larger pot to which you could make application for specific programs and specific requests, and those you're not guaranteed anything like you were on a per county or per municipality basis. But yes, there were additional programs that we could apply for. Last I heard, they still had not set up the rules for submitting that. Applications to those programs.
Yeah, I haven't seen
so
any.
Somebody collected some interest on
They set rules. Up a concept, and then they'll tell you, we'll get to the rules later.
Yeah, the longer you hold it, the more
the
interest you collect.
Yeah.
Yes, I know how that works.
But that they may have done that since then.
So something I would ask is that we keep, Chief, is we kind of keep track of that, and maybe in the future, even though the rules may not be set up now, in the future, we don't lose sight that we can apply for additional funds.
Yes, sir. We'll figure out how much we have in our system or in the county, and then we'll report back to the court on that.
Yeah, because.
So is that going to continue to be a committee, and the full committee is going to meet?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Going to continue to be committee, and it's going to be the full committee that's going to meet?
That's why I'm assuming this is the first I've heard of it too. Other than that they told me they were going to put it on the agenda.
Well, so Jennifer had sent out an email about it all, and then I had said that the chief had contacted me prior because the opioid money had been spent with the SO, and he had a plan. And she said that they're really that she didn't know of a plan at the point. So he had already written it up. He had submitted it to Jennifer and I, and Jennifer said that we really need to get it on the committee. I know that she had sent out an email, but my understanding is she sent out the email. I'd have to look at my emails to see, and that she was getting it to the court because I think we're under a deadline for the app.
Who would have access?
July the 31st, and the access would be everyone. We could actually use it just not for prevention and enforcement for drugs, but we can also use it for emergency management. So,
well, and probation. Probation is another big part of it too.
So one of our residents lives here in town, obviously, is his family is in the middle of a case right now where his grandson overdosed basically on a pill that was laced with fentanyl, as we understand. I think you know what I'm talking about. Yes, if something like that happened and it was made aware that, hey, there's a bad batch of dope going around or whatever, is that something that would go out to the app?
It would.
Go out to the app and let everybody in the community know that
we can probably hit a lot more people with the app than any other communication medium out there.
Yeah.
The app can push notifications out, and especially if we do have a bad batch or anything that we need to alert people about.
People have to load the app, right?
Right.
We have to load
any other app. Yeah. So right now, I think it's a great program. I mean, there's no issues there. I think the biggest thing is how do we fix it? We got $200,000 we want to move. We want to get with Penny on how we can set this up so that we can control that money, that $25,000 and then $12,500 afterwards coming out of that money that's dedicated to that. And so I think that's what you're talking about, is just having some discussion about
that. Well, it's the Health Services Grant Fund 082 is which Jennifer had originally emailed to.
Yeah, but there's other stuff. Is there other stuff in that, other monies within that program already?
Well, she had originally, she emailed it to all of us.
Yeah.
So possible as a different revenue account in Department Fund 082 Health Services Grant.
Yeah.
This was the original email to the whole committee.
So to be clear, I support using the opioid funds to do this, but I also want to make sure that to make that dollar, the dollars we got in that fund go further, that we continue to see if we can't apply for the bigger pot of money.
Yeah, because we're looking at for the jail as putting an outreach program in there as well too. So developing that and then development in a dynamic purpose is that you have the app, you have the outreach, and you have all these community services out there that all you have to do is just go to the app and you can hit any of those community services. And then putting that information out in the press and then possibly putting a QR code out on different types of mediums where they just can download the app from the QR code and they'll have that information quickly.
Okay, I think the program is a great program. I have no issues with that. I think it's a good use of the money. That's what it was intended for.
Sure.
We just got to make sure that we have the amount that we've got available to us, which is right now $207,000, and then we position that in our budget so that we can manage. Somebody can go in there and look at that and see where we're at with the expenditures of that. And if we get further dedicated funds to that, that's where we want to put it so that we can manage it to that direct. I don't think there's an issue with the program itself.
Maybe we could talk the pushers into getting the app and when they get a bad batch, they can push it out and let everybody know, hey, I'm focusing
on that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm not sure that that's necessarily how that works, but you may. You just never know.
We'll bet those guys.
We have $200,000 is we have currently right now.
Yeah, there's been three pushes out for the opioid money, and we're on the third push from the state for that money. So there's a first push that was over $200,000, another push that was like around $45,000-$50,000, and then another push was going to be around $200,000.
But we haven't gotten that third one, right?
I don't think so.
No.
We've just got
no,
the 200.
And the whole point was that it would start with the inmate being booked in to the jail, and then we would follow it through to probation if the inmate got convicted through the probation department. And then on the side of it was the push could help with emergency management stuff, but it would not supplement Stan. That would not supplement Stan.
Okay.
But it would also help with health department, with Jennifer's department too, for some of her stuff.
Medical
issues, if something, you know.
Yeah,
you could send out a notification through that app for health.
And it'd be a God forbid another COVID come about.
So 082 is where the money's at now?
It says that possibly it's a different revenue account and department in fund 082 health services grant, and is what.
Well, and the committee was set up. We didn't have so that we could be decided and everything before we put out any expense accounts, because the plan itself needed to be approved by y'all prior to any.
So you've got
availability.
You have the funds in some line item somewhere?
It's 037-000-4623.
Yes, we received the funds that we have received.
And that's all that's within that account right now, right?
Right.
That line
item. Right.
Perfect. That's what we're talking
about. It's 205,522 as of April 8th of 25.
Okay.
We have revenue only at this point.
Excellent.
So let's spend it.
We got a plan.
We have a plan. Yes,
we
have a plan.
And this is the first part of the plan. We have other parts of the plan that we want to spend the same money on drug prevention and enforcement. So we're looking at to be more proactive in the sheriff's office and putting things in place that we are proactive. We're looking at the other side instead of just enforcement. We're looking at the prevention side as well, too.
Okay.
All right.
We have a motion. Motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Excellent. Thank you, sir. Number 17, discussion and possible actions regarding a one-year renewal of the agreement between Orange County and Tetra Tech, Inc. for RFP 23002. Debris monitoring services. The renewal period shall be August 8th, 2025 through August 7th, 2026. Action by the court may include approval of the county judge and Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. Mr. Ardwayne, you're up.
Judge, Commissioners, this is just the renewal of the primary monitoring firm.
Right.
They go year to year.
Right. Motion by one and second by three. Any further discussion?
Yeah, we're not going to need them.
We're not going to need them, that's the hope.
Yeah.
All in favor?
All in favor of not needing them.
All right, all in favor of not needing them. Discussion and possible action regarding a proposed contract for professional services between the county and Arsenal Wilson and Cole LLC for the county's 2019 Flood Mitigation Assistance Elevations Grant.
Or repeat, 2019.
Judge Commissioners, one, this second by two.
Sorry, go ahead.
Unless you had something to
tell. No,
but do you want
fine.
You have something to tell us?
Nope. I'm good.
Right, is that a motion by one, second by two? Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Thanks, sir. Try to make it easy, Joel.
You can stand back up there if you want to.
Are you still getting the elevation money? Okay, I thought they were cutting it out.
No, not this one.
This has been a long, winding road to this piece.
There was a couple point in times there that we were making phone calls in the middle of the night because we did. We couldn't tell. It's just their language in their stuff when they decide that they're going to pull something is not extremely clear. So, a few panicked phone calls made two or three different times now to make sure we were doing forward with what we could. All right, number 19, discussion and possible action regarding the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on two pickleball courts for RFP 25008 Claiborne West Park, Vider Precinct 2.
I'm going to ask to table this.
Okay.
To the next court.
At the table.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now I want it back on the next agenda.
All right. Everybody good with that? We're going to table that action item. All right. So we're number 20. Discussion and possible action appointing a selection committee for the RFP 25008. It says Raymond Gould Park, but that's supposed to be for the
Claiborne.
For the Claiborne Park, but so that's that. So we're going to table that at this point as well. All right, item number 21, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 25006 road materials. Action by the court shall include approval for the Orange County judge or judge pro tem to sign the same.
Any substantial increases or
There was a couple, but they're all about the same.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three.
Good with all that, Tracy?
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 22, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed interlocal agreement between Orange County and the Regional Public Defender Office Local Government Corporation. This program provides legal representation for indigent defendants in death-eligible capital murder cases. Orange County has not previously participated in this program. The county's cost of participation will be $31,366 per year for fiscal years 2026 and 2027. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge, a judge pro tem, to execute interlocal agreement or to provide written documentation of the county's decision to decline participation. Ms. Grimion.
So this program works a lot. It's called, they're terming it an interlocal agreement, but it works a lot like TAC does with the self-insurance. So it's sort of a county self-insurance policy against death penalty cases. Death-eligible capital cases are very, very expensive because you have to be certified to defend them. You have to have a primary chair and a co-chair. Expert fees are astronomical. So this is intended to, this group will pay for the cost of defense with some limitations. We just don't try death penalty, death eligible. We've had some horrible cases that were potentially death eligible in Orange County. It's been years, if not decades, since we actually sought the death penalty in a case. It's just, in my office's assessment, not worth the investment.
So this takes the financial consideration out of the picture?
It takes some of the financial consideration. If you have two co-defendants, they're only going to pay for one. So you're still on the hook for the entirety of the defense of whatever co-defendant. It also pays one part of the experts, but not any of the mitigation expenses. And that's where you really get into the expenses. And when a death penalty case is being tried, the courts are very, very generous in allowing the expenses. Well, we need to travel to Michigan and meet with his kindergartner teacher because we think he may have suffered a head injury when he fell off the swing, and that contributed, so he's not liable for his actions now. And the courts grant just about everything as far as mitigation because otherwise it's potentially reversible on appeal. So there's a lot of economics involved, but if we had been paying into this every year, we would have paid in hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point without ever receiving any benefit from it. This is a potential expense that the county can completely control because we choose whether or not to seek the death penalty.
And that's only if the defendant don't have his own attorney. His opponent attorney?
Yes. I mean, I guess if it's a death penalty eligible case and it's a they can certainly retain counsel. This is for court appointed counsel.
And generally, most of your death penalty.
So our motion is either to approve or to decline, and I think the recommendation.
The recommendation from the DA's office is to decline. Now, the declination has to be, we can't just no action it, so we have to do a formal letter declining, and I think I offered one.
Motion to decline.
I have a motion that we decline by two, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right. And 23, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting. I had a motion by four and a second by three. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? We are adjourned at 10:58.
Thank you.